ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदायै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरयाजुहा पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमा तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमां चरणं
माई हार्ट टचिंग मिलियंस ऑफ डंडवट इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई परमाराध्यतम गुरु पाद पद्म ओम विष्णु पाद श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी एंड सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णु पाद श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज I am very happy to come in Holland. It is the first, last, most big gathering
out of India.
Out of India. I want to come again in Holland, as he told. But I want that devotee should from England, France, Germany, and other places. They should meet together and discuss in future where I should come. I may come only one place in Europe, one place in America, one place in Australia. But not each year, it may be different times. Because doctors have advised me not to travel so much, not to speak so much. So I'm bound to reduce my traveling. But I want that I should come. Oh, I'm very happy that from all part of Europe and here and there, devotees are here. I think they are inspired now, and they will take my all teachings, Guru Parampara teachings, in their hearts, and they will preach everywhere this mission of our Guru Parampara. Especially the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami. So, you should be bold, don't be weak. And my one request is that if you are married, don't divorce. No? If there is something problem, no how. You should try to be with them together. Not new husbands and wives. It is out of etiquette, Vedic culture. Then you cannot love Krishna. Then you will sometimes love Krishna and then again to Maya. Be one-pointed. And thus I want that at the time of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, all were very inspired. Daughters and sisters and mothers, everyone, devotee, again they should be inspired to preach like his lifetime to whole world again. So you should do. Also, don't try to only top Radha Darshan from beginning. Begin from root. Upadeshamrita. Kam, krodh, loh, mad, moh. Man beg, krodh beg, jiva beg, udar beg, upasth beg. Atyahar, prayash, nyamadra, jansang, laula. Utsahat, nishya, dharya, tat, tat, kan, pramartana. All these things. Oh, try to give proper honor to proper Vaishnava. Don't criticize anyone. Criticize your mind only. Try to give respect to superiors, especially to the devotees, disciples of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Each other also respecting. Then you can preach the mission. Otherwise not. Also, my request is that Guru Goste Gostha Laisu Sujane Swamantre Si Namni Vajjivadanda Sarane Sadam Dambham Hitva Kuru Ratim Apurvam Atitaram Aye
Santa Bhakastapuji Vijaya
Chadipada. Oh, always try to follow the principles of your Gurudev. Be one pointed to your Gurudev. Then he can transfer your smoothing heart to Krishna and Radhika. Don't anyhow have any doubt in Guru. First, you should test him, whether he is lusty, where he is angry, where his other disqualities are not. Test him. And then, if you know that Guru is bona fide, don't have any
doubt.
Be loyal. If you have any doubt, your bhakti at once will go down. Nowadays I am seeing also, those who have any kind of doubt in Guru, in Vaishnava, they cannot develop their Krishna consciousness. Very soon they will fall down. At the time of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, I have seen, at Srila Prabhupada and other Vaishnava also, at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I have read and known. Now I am seeing, this is a very big rogue, disease. So you should try to be like that. So Guru, Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru. Wow, you should respect. And also, what Guru has given you mantra, don't neglect. Never. 3 times daily. Brahmagatri for males and other all for male and females. Daily do 3 times. If you cannot do in midday, you can do twice at time in morning and evening. Don't neglect. If you are neglecting, it means you are neglecting Guru and Bhagavan both. Don't neglect. And also mantra, Mahamantra that he has given, Hare Krishna name. You should try to chant daily. Not less than 16. More than that. You should serve, you should preach the mission and also help another devotees. And always one pointed to Krishna. Oh, you should not think that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is different from Krishna. Oh, both are same. So, if you will follow these instructions, then very soon Krishna will arrange everything. Pure bhakti will come, that we are explaining in our Raya Ramananda Sambhad. So, try to follow my all instructions and go on developing Krishna consciousness. Gau Premanande. Now our prasanga was coming, Gyan Sunya Bhakti, and then Mahaprabhu told, Iho hoy, oh, this is okay. But you should
go ahead.
And then Raya Raman told, Prema Bhakti Sarva Sadhya Prema Bhakti. So, what is Prema Bhakti? Sita Thakuran. Oh, give it. You can come here.
Microphone, Vrindavan Guru.
What about Nano Pichara? You skipped Nano Pichara.
No, no, that's included.
I still tell.
What?
Bolle Nano Pichara, apni bolle na, only bolbe.
Oh, Prema Bhakti, and she will tell what she knows.
When love is not there, that won't attract Krishna.
So an example, another example of how Krishna's control is that suppose there's a battlefield, there's a battle there, and someone is injured. Yeah? And this person needs a drop of water so much, only one drop of water. And someone comes and offers you, oh, I give you two drops of water. Well, you should give me your kingdom, you should give me everything, give me your wife, or the person you end everything at that time, because he needs it so much. So also, sadhaka, if no love is there, then we want to attract Krishna. We want to attract Krishna. One is a priest, is given as Buddha. And also, also, suppose Buddha gave his name before. Shri Guru, suppose Guru is coming from a very, very long trip, traveling so much, flying so much. He's very tired, and he's arriving in that place where many disciples are waiting for him. In that way, he's very much tired. He needs to rest. Maybe he's cold. Maybe he needs something to eat. Maybe he needs to take some puja. But then he's received so many disciples are there. And they have very massive, so many different articles, and very opulent. So different articles to perform a very opulent puja. And Guru has to sit there, and disciples are offering many different articles. It's cold, but they are fighting him. But he's cold. So the conception of the real love is not there, right? Because they haven't realized the daily desire of Guru. They don't realize that. So in this way, Sri Raya Mahadev gives this example, which exemplifies Sadhana Bhakti. The next verse, they give two verses to exemplify this Prema Bhakti. The next verse is Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhakti Namati, Kriya Kam Jatipudya Pena Labhite, Tratalole Mahi Mule Maitalam Jarma Koti Sukhita Nalabhite. Oh, that is Krishna Bhakti, by performing Sukhiti for hundreds of millions of lives, you cannot attain this Prema Bhakti. This cannot be attained. So in this way, this can only be attained by paying only one price. Intense greed. So this is the only price you can pay. So if you, Srila Prabhupada, Swami Prabhupada gave the example that this Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhakti Mati. Mati means this conception that I want to serve Krishna. This is Mati, this conception. If you can purchase this state of mind anywhere, then you should run and purchase it by paying any price or anything. So he's giving this example. And in this way, this is Iswan. This is Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhakti Mati. This consciousness is Iswan. So in this way, Shobhudra has explained in the past, even all these different explanations.
Thank you. I fear that she may take the position of Shyam Rani.
Ladies are not intelligent. How
or they if ladies are not intelligent, how she? A baby, she? Being a baby and she's... I want that my all daughters should be like her. Very bold. Also, my sons should be more bold. In this way, they should learn all these things, see, and then they should preach everywhere as boldly she is doing. Oh, he has given him a proposal that a male cannot give easily. Oh, next year you should come, I will manage whole world there, they will come.
In London,
and she is ready to manage. How strong! So my blessings to you and my daughters. Also take lesson from her. If you know that you don't want to be hog, dogs, and cats and donkey and hunky, then you should be bold to be brahmachari. Why again dogs and pigs? Divorce. Oh, you have
married
you have what tested,
enjoyed
all these things in prevention, millions of lives. Now you should check your mind, control your mind, and be like that, like Shyamrani, like others. Oh, Jeev, you should speak something more in this respect.
First of all, I offer my respectful obeisances to my Shri.
Oh, like this.
My Guru Prabhupada,
you remember? Bhagavad Gita, 932. This is the original first edition which Maharaj published. And this is the second one. And I changed it here.
They have changed.
So very nice. So I'll speak a little something about the second slope. Krishna Bhaktira Sabhavitamati, Kriyatam Yuditatopi Lagyate, Tatralya Pukhara,
Dharmakoti
Sukhatirna Lagyate. This sloka has been used by Sri Rupa Goswami in his Kaliyavali book, and also by Sri Radharananda in this connection. Krishna Bhaktira Sabhavitamati, Kriyatam Yuditatopi Lagyate. This Krishna Bhakti Ras, the medals of serving Krishna in the most transcendental way, should be Kriyatam Yuditta Koki Lavite, should be attained or purchased in any which way possible, anywhere, Utopi, the Kokiness, anywhere where it may be. It is not confined to any specific society or confined to anything. Wherever the Pure Devotee is speaking Hare Krishna, that is where this Krishna Bhakti Rasa is. So Kriyatam Yuditta Koki Lavite. So you must go over Kriyatam is to purchase. You must purchase this Krishna Bhakti Ras wherever it is. But what's the price? What is the price to purchase this Krishna Bhakti Ras? The price is Tatra Lodya Apimulyam Atilam. The price is Lodya or Green. Janmakoti Sukritirna Lavyate. It is not attained by millions of lifetimes of Sukriti. Bhakti is not a mechanical process. It's not a matter of business. It's not that I chant a certain amount of rounds a day, I go to Mangalarti every day, I do this many pranams a day, or then after I do a certain number of times, I do it 10,000 times, whatever, then my result is I see Krishna, or I get bhakti like that. Bhakti is a personal process. Bhakti is present within the heart of the pure devotee that Shri Guru. And only the pure devotee can bestow it upon us. They will only bestow it upon us when we have logya, we have greed. When working day and night only for the service of Guru, only for pleasing Krishna, and with that deep greed of attaining that Krishna Bhakti Ras, seeing our sincerity, then they will bestow it upon us. It is not a mechanical process. That's why I said, Jagamakoti Sukhirna Lavyate. It is not attained by thousands of lifetimes of Sukriti. Like that. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he said, Yahoy Agikoro Agikohar. He said, yes, this is good. Speak more. When they ask, well, this is so great, what more is there than this? Prema Bhakti. As you know, the verse by Shruka Goswami, Loshana Kasa Sandra Kavaj in Kriya, it's described about Prema Bhakti. Right? It's the highest, it's the last stage. But we should consider who Mahaprabhu actually is. Mahaprabhu is Radha Bhava Dutti Subalita. He has come here taking the Buddha sentence of Srimati Radhika to experience something very high, the highest thing. Srimati Radhika's mood. Prema rasa me rasa parita swadan, raga marga bhakti loke parite pracharan. Srimati Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as some here, takes essence of prema, prema rasa me rasa. So as by the verse of Srila Gurudev, he's explained that there's something more than prema. Prema, snehe, pranaya, raga, anurag, all the way up to Mahabhava. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to taste this himself, and he's taking lessons from Sri Radharananda, who is Vishakha Devi, on understanding this, and also he has come for another reason. Sri Radhai Panaya Mahima, Kriti Sobhanayeva, to show the greatness of Srimati Radhika's love. So by having this conversation with Radharananda, and being printed in thousands of languages all over the world by Chaitanya Charitamrita, then it's a gradual progression showing us what is the highest form of bhakti. Who is the greatest devotee? And what is the highest form to serve the Lord in that way? What is the highest form that to serve the Lord like that? By having this discussion. So that's why Srimad Mahaprabhu said, Agar Kohar, please speak something more. And what he said, well, here's some Guru Dashing.
Thank you. By all brahmacharis in France, Germany, England, everywhere in Europe and other countries. Oh, they should be bold like him. They should try to know all these teachings and preach boldly my mission. So I'm very happy that he expressed, oh, very well. No fear at all. Thank you. One thing regarding yesterday my class in Gita about female, it has been written something. Manghi partha vyapasitya jyapishu papayo naya istriyo vaisya tatha sudra ste api janti paragati. What is the meaning Swamiji has done? Ocean of Partha, Pritha. Those who take shelter in me, though they may be lower birth, anyone, omens, Vaishya and Sudras, can attain the supreme destination. Very good. Everything is clear. But after this edition,
this is the first.
This is the first edition. And it is clear here. Here has no such purport or anything. And in next edition, after Prabhupada left this world, Bhagavad Gita as it is, but I think not as it is. Really. And in that purport, all that bogus things have been given. Because they have no realization. So they are bound to write like that. That istri are also low. Less intelligence and so many things. So it is. So you should know all these things. If you want to know, you can read his
original edition.
You can read
it. This is the original one.
I wrote?
No, you didn't. You read only that one.
Oh, that and I. Yes. Atta, you should read.
It is easy.
Very important. Ocean of Pritha. This is original. And what I read, perhaps this. Ocean of Pritha. Anyone who will take shelter in me, very clear. Whether a woman or a merchant or born in low family can yet approach the supreme destination. This is very clear. Nothing is written in this. Now, Mahaprabhu told, very good, Uttam. But you should proceed further. And then he told, Dasya Prem Shraddha Sar perhaps. Oh, you Tridandi Maharaj.
Omarinath Miram Dasya Dhyan Chala Shavataya Chakshu Vandaritam Jena Chasmai Shri Gurudani Maha. I have my Muni Jatam Dasan Jagadok Sri Shri Gurudev. So Mahaprabhu, he accepted the verse from Rayarananda Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati. That greed is the requirement ingredient to understand what is prema bhakti. And now what is being discussed is the different
ছখারা আছে পত্র
ঝুটি আছে আপনি সব
ঠিক আছে কিন্তু পত্র মানেই হচ্ছে ওইটা
তাহলে পত্র নাম আগে কি ছিল তাহলে আগে পত্র ছিল না
সব সব কাটবেন this internal service movement is described as in Vaikuntha Dasyaras and Shantiras and a part of Sakyaras is described as being present in Vaikuntha. So this is not Goloka Vrindavan ultimately. So in this case Mahaprabhu is requesting to go further than this Dasyaras. Dasyaras is a mood of servitude. He wrote one essay entitled on the fourth chapter of Abhinaya. He entitled it The Great Adventure. And in that he was describing this Vaikuntha mood of Dasyaras and Sakyaras. And he was describing how that there's something of an inferiority complex when one is in so much Aishwarya or in a mood of honor and worship. That this is not such a congenial relationship. This is not actually what Krishna ultimately relishes. This is also described in Adilila chapter 4 in a number of verses there where Krishna is explaining that when one has too much Aishwarya bhav, then this doesn't satisfy sufficiently. So we heard Sita Thakurandi, she was describing the story of Duryodhana and Vidura and Vidurani in offering the Gnana fields. So like this is an example of a much higher form of love and affection. Rather than just simply service and Aishwarya mood. So this is described also in Bhajan Rahasya, in the difference between what is Archan and what is Bhajan. So this difference between Archan and Bhajan is very important for us to appreciate. But in Archan, it's worship that is performed with a gross and subtle body. And Bhajan is when we can give our total focus and utter attention to our loving relationship with Krishna. So this mood of Archan, we can perform so many external activities, but if it's not done sincerely and separately from the bodily and subtle bodily conception, then this is not so much appreciated by Krishna. So this mood of Dasyaras, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is requesting that Rai Ramananda go beyond this mood, because this mood of Aishwarya, Gurudev once explained in Raghavartman Chandrika that the Aishwarya mood in Vaikuntha is very extreme, it would appear. But it's as if there's an analogy he gives of a glass of water, and if you put a spoonful of salt in that water, it tastes very salty. Whereas if you take a huge rock of salt and throw it in the Ganga, then the salt is practically negligible. Similarly, in Madhurya Dham, in Vrindavan, then there is actually so much more Aishwarya, but it's covered by such an amazing amount of Madhurya, so it's not noticed. So this Dasya Bhav was understood by Mahaprabhu not to be the highest aspect of Prema Bhakti. So now Sri Gurudev will explain more what is the highest.
Here, Ramananda is telling, Dasya Prem Sarva Sadhva Sar. Dasya means here, with Mamata. And according to the, what? Degrees of Mamata. Dasya Prem are of so many kinds. Dasya Prem in Vaikuntha, like Jai Vijayan and others. Very much opulence there. So there is Dasya Prem Sankuchit.
Very narrow.
Narrow.
Shrunken.
And then In Ajodhya, somewhat more developed. In Hanuman, you see, always serving, always serving. In Vaikuntha, all the Dasvi know that he is Supreme Lord with so many opulences, and he has no hunger or not tired, nothing. So they cannot serve him, only pray, O Prabhu, O Prabhu. But Hanuman, he does so many seva. Sometimes he takes Ram Lakshman on his shoulder. He goes to Lanka and knows about Sita and returns back, and he also gave fire in whole Lanka and so many other services. But yet some bhava is there. Pandavas are more, but they are somewhat das. In Braja you see dasya. Oh, not pure dasya is there. Mixing with somewhat sakha and vatsalya. The servants of Nanda Baba, they can take Krishna in their laps. And Krishna may tell them chacha, uncle, or so many things. They have much more mamata here.
Minus.
So their love and affection of Dasharas is more than Hanuman even. More. And what more? Like he has given an example that if you will take the seeds of mango, neem, and so many fruits, and you should give in earth in the bank of Jamuna, Ganga, and waterized by same water of Ganga, same soil, same rain, sun, everything, same sun. But according to the seed, it develops different. So Dasaras is also. Brahma is Adhikarika Dasya. He is also Dasya, Adhikarika Dasya. But he cannot serve Krishna like them. In different way he can serve. So Dasya Prem of Braja is more higher. Then Mahaprabhu became, oh, Bhavantam eva ancharantam nirantaram prasantam asesa manorathantara kadamayika ekantika nitya kinkara prahasyat sami sanatha jivitam. Oh Lord, accept your serving tendency. I want to give up all manorath, all desires. Only I want to keep one point at your service. When I will be like that, and one planted I will serve you. So anyhow you should know Baldev Prabhu, Mother Yashodananda, Guru Bhar Gargacharya, and others, Bhaguri and others, though they are superiors, but even they are of Dasharas in all. Dasharas is also in Radhika. All Rasas come unto all. Without Dasya, no Ras. So, Dasya Ras is so glorious. And then Mahaprabhu told, okay, go on more. प्रभु कहे इहो है आगे किछु आर राय कहे सख्य प्रेम सर्वसाध्यसा देन ही टोल्ड सख्य प्रेम कैन ओवर व्हाट नेम
आश्रम
यू सख्य प्रेम सम व्हाट यू कैन सम समथिंग
Om Adinathinandasya Jnananjana Sharakaya Shaksurumitandena Tasmai Sri Gurave Our Premier Andhraptanam Sarsampura Andhraptanam Dumaya Sri Jamasya Shri Bhakti Ramsha Swami Maharaj and Shri Bhagavan Gurukhani as well as my Chita Gurukhani Guru and all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavas and assembled guests. So, you let us ask me to speak about Sakyaras, Sakyarati. So, in Sakya, the Mamata of the devotee is higher. He has possessiveness in his relationship with Krishna. He considers Krishna as his own and he considers himself as belonging to him also. So the example in Satyaras are many. We can speak about Arjuna. Once Arjuna and Hanuman met together and Arjuna criticized Hanuman. He said, why did you build a bridge across to go to Lanka with so many stones, it took so much time, I could have gone in 2 minutes with my arrows. And I said, but it could have broken immediately because so many warriors went across and that bridge would have not been strong enough. So Arjuna said, no, I don't agree on this. So Arjuna said, you can do, and we'll see. I myself put my foot on that bridge and everything will tremble. So Arjuna very quickly with his arrows he built a bridge across a river. And as he was doing, Hanuman manifested his gigantic form. You could only see his nails. It was so high. And at that time, he put one foot on the bridge. He tied borders on the ears of his body. So Arjuna started to shake, thinking, oh, in no time this bridge will fall. So Hanuman put one foot on the bridge and nothing happened. But Arjuna was thinking, if he puts the other foot, then definitely it will break. So he was praying to Dwarkadi, Krishna, please help me. I will be defeated easily by Hanuman if this bridge breaks. And at that time Hanuman stepped on the bridge with his full body. And the bridge was making some sounds, but nothing happened. So Hanuman was distressed, how come this bridge is so powerful, so much strong? And he started to pray to Ramachandra, please make this bridge break down. So both were praying to the Ishtadev. But at one point, Hanuman looked and saw some blood going down the river. And he became very disturbed. And he looked. And there he saw Ramachandra holding the bridge on his shoulders. And Arjuna looked and he saw Krishna, Dwarkadish Krishna, doing the same thing. So Ramachandra came and told Hanuman, you see, I am helping Arjuna, I am serving him. because he is a great Vaishnava. He is higher than you are, so you should serve him. Hanuman became very, very wonderful. And he asked Ramachandra, how can I serve him? Oh, Ramachandra said, you should be on the flag on his chariot during Mahabharata war. And by your cries, you will scream, and then this enemy will be bewildered. And in this way, we'll be able to kill all. So we can see in this account how Arjuna's bhakti is superior to Hanuman. Hanuman cannot jump on the bed of Krishna, but the Sakya of Krishna, Subal, Arjun, the other Arjun, Ujjval, Jval, Manumangal, in the morning they come in Krishna's room and they jump on his bed and say, come on Krishna, wake up, where do you sleep? All your cows are waiting, you need to milk them. So if Hanuman jump on the bed of Krishna, of Ramachandra, what will happen? Last time you say, hey monkey, what are you doing? You cannot do this. So in this way, the manata of the Sakya of Krishna is so high, they have so much possessiveness. They play with Krishna like ordinary friends. And they consider Krishna as his equal, not less than that. And they play with him as Srimad Bhaktivedanta Madhava Maharaj tells the story of Subal or Sridhar and Krishna fighting together. You have all heard that story. How Krishna was defeated, but he never accepted it. Because his nose was up and Sridhar's nose was down. So many stories, so many wonderful stories with Krishna. So this is the glories of Sakya Ras or Sakya Rati. There's many other stories, many devotees can see.
Thank you. Mahaprabhu told all, this is uttam, sarva uttam. But you should speak something more. And then he told, what? Vatsalya is more better. Ashram Maharaj. Then you?
Om Adhyana Kindam Dasya Dhyanam Dhanashadatayam Chakshuram Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So we are hearing about this gradual progression. As Srila Gurudev described, the level of intimacy between the devotee and his Ishtadev becomes increased as these different rasas go higher and higher. We have understood that in Dasya Ras, there is a very strong desire to serve the Supreme Lord, but yet there is some sense that the Lord is my superior and I am his inferior. So because of this, there is some little bit of distance. Then coming to Sakyaras in friendship, then as we heard, then this distance is reduced. In fact, in Sakyaras, the devotee is feeling that, oh Krishna, he is my equal. And like the cowherd boys in Braja Vrindavan, they play with Krishna as their equal. They don't think that he is their superior. Although, as Gurudev said, in every single rasa, Dasya Ras is included. There is the mood of servitude to Krishna to satisfy him. But that mood is embellished with their individual flavor of ras.
and in Sakya Ras, there is a sense of equality in which they serve Krishna. So sometimes they are serving Krishna by challenging him, that we don't think that you are so great. And then they even wrestle with Krishna, and sometimes Krishna, he even becomes defeated by his devotee. And then he has to carry that devotee on his shoulders. So this is the level of Dasya Ras, very, very intimate, because the sense of equality is there. But coming into Vatsalya Ras, now the devotee is feeling even some superiority to Krishna. Just as a parent will feel superior to their son or daughter. But this sense of superiority to their son or daughter is in the mood of posha, nourishment. They want to protect, they want to nourish their dependents. So, just like Mother Yashoda, she is always worried for Krishna. We know the story of Damodar Leela, that Mother Yashoda, when she heard the crashing down of the twin Arjun trees that Krishna had pulled to the ground, she became stunned, and she was so frightened for Krishna. Or when Putana came to try to kill Krishna, and then Krishna was sucking her breast and sucked out her life, and then she expanded into her huge demoniac form and came crashing to the ground. Mother Yashoda came running in terror that, where is my son Krishna? So in this way, in Vatsalya mood, the devotee is so much absorbed in constantly nourishing Krishna and protecting him, and therefore there is a sense of superiority. So Sri Ramananda Roy, he has quoted a couple of verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam, and here he's describing the great fortune of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, that they have gotten Krishna as their son. He says, Nanda kim akarod brahman, sreya eva mahodayam, Yashoda va maha bhaga, tapo yasya stanam hari. Here he's saying, oh, how great is this good fortune, this shreya of Nanda Maharaj, that in his very courtyard, the Supreme Absolute Personality of Godhead, he's crawling and playing in his courtyard, just like a little baby. Yashoda va mahabhaga. How mahabhaga, how greatly fortunate is Yashoda. Tapo yasya stanam hari. That the Supreme Lord himself is sucking her nipple from her very own breast milk. He is being fed. So in this way, the great fortune of these devotees is inconceivable. Shukadeva Goswami is glorifying their good fortune. But this good fortune is devoid of any sense of awe and reverence. There is not even a slight tinge of awe and reverence of this Aishwarya mood, as you will see in Vaikuntha and in the lower rasas, that they see Krishna as the Supreme Lord. Mother Yashoda can never see Krishna in this way. Even when Krishna reveals, like in the story, in the history, when Krishna had been accused of eating some dirt by his cowherd friends, and Mother Yashoda came there, and she said, oh Krishna, have you eaten dirt? And Krishna denied, no, I have not eaten any dirt. And she said, okay, open your mouth, I want to see, like any mother would do to their child. And then Krishna, sitting on her lap, he opened up his mouth, and when she looked in his mouth, what did she see? She immediately began to see and witness all the expanses of the entire universe, all the planets, the stars, the galaxies, all the oceans and mountains and rivers, all the living beings, all of the different senses of the living beings, and all the 24 elements. And even within her mouth, she saw her own self with Krishna on her lap. And suddenly Mother Yashoda became startled, and she thought, am I dreaming? Am I seeing some kind of, maybe there is some kind of ghost which has come? And she never thought that her son Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And then what she did was she immediately thought of protecting Krishna. And she ordered the brahmanas and her servants to bring a black calf. And this black calf then was taken as the urine and the cow dung and mixed and then put on the tail of the calf. And then anointing the different parts of Krishna's body with various mantras to protect him from all evils. So in this way, the affection of Mother Yashoda is completely overwhelmed, and never can there be even one slight little touch of any kind of Aishwarya mood to seeing Krishna as the Supreme Lord. And one other verse that Shukadeva Goswami recited, also from Srimad Bhagavatam, Nemam Virim Shonabhavo Nashrir Apyanga Samshraya Prasadam Nebire Gopi Yatta Prabha Vimukti Das. Here he's telling that not Lord Brahma, neither Lord Shiva, nor even the Goddess of Fortune have received such mercy from the Supreme Lord Krishna as Mother Yashoda, that now she has Krishna sitting on her lap and feeding her own breast milk to him. So in this way, Vatsalya Prem is glorified by Sri Ramananda Roy. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also says that Eho Hoy, this is very good, but still, Age Kohoar, still speak further.
What is Kanta Prem?
Om Adhanasimarandasya Dhananjana Salaya Chatsurum Yuritamyena Tatman Sri Gurudhanya. As Srimad Bhagavatam Maharaj ended his beautiful discourse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "This is very good, but please go further." Then Srila Gurudeva asked, "What is Kanta Prem?" When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, "What is the actual perfection, even more than Vatsalya Bhava, parental love?" Sri Rai Ramananda said that Kanta Prem, Sarvasa Disar, that the love of the gopis, love in Madhuri Ras, is actually the supreme highest perfection. Every Ras has a particular element of love for Krishna, and each successive Ras has one more added. That is, neutral Ras has the element of attachment to the Absolute Truth and detachment from matter. Dasi Prem has the added element of service mood, as discussed earlier. Then Sakya Ras has the element of intimacy and a sense of equality with the Lord. That is, they can even defeat Krishna in some game, and Krishna has to carry them on his shoulders. Then Vatsalya Ras has one added element of the sense of nourishment to Krishna. If I don't feed Krishna, he'll die. And as Srila Gurudev said, each successive Ras includes all of the characteristics and qualities of the previous rasas. So in the rasa of Vatsalya, Madhu Yashoda and Nanda Baba, they also have a service mood. They also have a mood of equality, and more than equality, superiority, that I am Krishna's maintainer. They also have total detachment from matter, and they also have attachment, higher attachment to the Absolute Truth. Now, also, as one quality is added, something is diminished as every successive rasa appears. And what is diminished? The wall of separation from Krishna. In Vatsalya Ras, for example, Madhu Yashoda can give her neck in the service of Krishna. She can give her life in the service of Krishna. She can give her breast milk in the service of Krishna. But she cannot give her whole body for Krishna to taste and enjoy. In Kanta Ras, every single limb of the body can be offered to Krishna without any hesitancy for his tasting and his enjoyment. Just like Giriraj Govardhan is also in Madhuri Ras, he's also considered as a sakhi, or sometimes even as a manjari. And he offers his body in the form of his trees and fruits and flowers and water for Krishna to eat and drink. So Ramananda Rai quoted one verse as evidence. He said the gopis enjoyed dancing with Krishna in Rasa Lila. And in that dancing, they were embraced by the long arms of the Lord. This favor was never achieved by the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, nor any other consort in the spiritual world. Such favor cannot even be imagined by any beautiful damsel of the heavenly planets, and what to speak of ordinary women who are beautiful by material conception. Another element that increases and thickens and condenses as the rasas, succeeding rasas appear, is the sense of mamata. Mamata means, and mamata is the main symptom of praying, mamata means the sense of mindness, that Krishna is mine. So this sense of mindness is the highest in the gopis. And among the gopis, it's highest in the party of Srimati Radhika. Sri Rai Ramananda also quoted another verse that after the Gopi Geet, when Rasalila was interrupted and Gopi Geet was chanted by the gopis' intense grief of separation, Krishna reappeared to the gopis in a beautiful yellow garment, and he appeared as Manmat Manmataha, the enchanter of the gopis, the enchanter of Cupid. At that time, our Acharyas, and Srila Gurudev is giving us the commentary of the Acharyas, that at that time when Krishna reappeared, the various gopis related to Krishna in different ways. Someone put his hand in her hand. Someone put his arm around her shoulder. Another gopi, from a far distance, looked at Krishna with a very powerful glance, as if to shoot him, in order to make him feel very ashamed for leaving them. So there are four kinds of gopis. One is called Swapaksha. That is the gopis who are on the party of Srimati Radhika, who she considers her very body. And then there's the Sukrit Paksha Gopi, who are friendly to Srimati Radhika, and they are neutral to Tatsa, to the party of Srimati Radhika's rival, Chandravali. Chandravali is not actually Srimati Radhika's rival, from a neutral point of view. From our point of view down here in the material world, she's Srimati Radhika's expansion for giving Krishna love in Dakshinva, or submissive mood. So, sakis like Shamala are in Sukrit Bhav to Radhika, the friend of Radhika, and Tatasta, or neutral, to Chandravali's party. And she is very much loved and honored by Radhika, but not considered as intimate as her own body. Then there's the Tatasta sakis, and that is like Bhadra or Saida, who are friendly to Chandravali and neutral to Srimati Radhika. And then there are the Vipaksha gopis like Chandravali. And those who are friends with Chandravali are automatically neutral to Radhika's party. We hear that, as Srila Gurudev said on the first night of the discussion of Rai Ramananda Sambhad, that the Gaurabhir, the ocean of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has very sweet waves. There's no timidal fish or sharks or waves of yoga and impersonal gyan, but there are very sweet waves of the various rasas and sweet waves in the form of separation and meeting. It appears from a neutral point of view that separation dances on the head of meeting, because in separation, everything external is forgotten and one is fully absorbed in the beloved. Whereas in meeting, sometimes the internal is forgotten and the external is seen. So this understanding can be seen only by a neutral person, or a person like Kamsa or Akura, who think it's very good for Radha and Krishna to be separated. This is much better than their meeting. Or this is seen by the Vipakshi gopis, like Chandravali and her Sahrit, or friendly gopis. They think it's much better for Radha and Krishna to be separated. This is much higher. But another division of the gopis within the Swapaksha party is the Manjaris. On the first night, the first verse that was discussed in Radha Ramani's Kamblad is when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Radha Ramananda, please tell me from scripture what is the highest goal and process to attain it. Radha Ramananda said, Swadharma Acharane Vishnu Bhakti Mori. Had Radha Ramananda not given the definition as Varnashram Dharma, and he just said this verse, which means if one executes, and
you are stealing so much. Conclusion.
Okay. The conclusion is that Kamta Bhav is the highest, and within that, for the jiva, Manjari mood is the highest. Manjari mood is like a bee.
Manjari mood is highest means more than Sakhi.
The highest mood is Jiva. But this cannot be achieved by the jiva. For the jiva, the highest mood is service to the loving mood of Srimati Radhika.
Very good. Thank you. So she can speak so much. Then Mahaprabhu told, I am satisfied. But you should tell me Krishna Tattva, Radha Tattva, Prem Tattva, and Prem Rasa Tattva. And he also told all these things. Then he told that, I want to hear something more. In this world I don't know that a person can ask more than this. And then he thought, he may be himself Krishna. And then he told that anywhere, it is not written in Shastra, Bhagavata or anywhere. But I am singing a song written by me, and that is Prem Vilas Vivarta. In separation, very highest mode as meeting this thing. And then he Pahila Hirav Nain Bhanga Vaila. Radhika is telling in separation mode, O Sakhi, O Duti. Duti means? What messenger? Who was messenger? No one. Only Birah mood is Duti. Oh Duti, you should tell. When we met, at that time no Duti.
First time.
Only two eyes four eyes. And at once Prem came. So at that time we never searched any duty that we should have love and meeting. And then, duty. Now, Krishna has gone so much far away. And very far away. You should tell that this is not the
process.
Mood of a high class of beloved, that he should neglect. He has gone now to Mathura or Dwarka, and he has left us here. We are repenting. So in his part, this is not good. Then he is not really a rashi. So you should go and tell him. And telling, Hanath, Brajanath, and he fainted. highest pain. When he was telling, Mahaprabhu stopped his mouth. Don't tell more. Why? There are so many reasons. First reason that if he will tell something more, then he will be Krishna himself, Mahaprabhu. He'll be out of the sense, and that is will be Krishna. And other, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is telling. Don't tell further. In this whole world, there are no adhikari to hear all these things. So, after this, you should not tell anything more than that. It is enough. It is enough. Very rare adhikari for this. And then Mahaprabhu, he showed his, manifested his own swarup. And what was that? Krishna was Rasaraj Krishna. And Mahabhav Radhika was there. And each limbs of Krishna was covered by each ang of Radhika. So a very pitiful, charming,
attractive
form. No, effulgence or what? Light,
radiant.
Like a white light covered with any green paper, or sometimes like that. And then, he saw that form and he became faint. Then Mahaprabhu kept his hand on his head and told, now he became incensed and told, don't tell this to anyone. You should keep in your heart. So he kept in his karcha, in his shlokas. And he taught to Raghunath Das Goswami. And from that karcha, Raghunath Das Goswami, he knew and wrote all these things according to that. Gau Premanande. Try to keep in your heart as much as you can. Keep here. And be very bold to preach my mission everywhere. Not my, but my Guru Parampara teachings, Mahaprabhu Rupa Goswami. And this is the highest thing. We have described in very
brief.
Otherwise it will take so much long. I told it all these things in 1 month in Puri or here and there. So now Krishna Das, one kirtan, last kirtan, and standing.
Hare Krishna, the devotees from England